Hey, what's up, guys? This is the podcast. This is the Redneck Podcast. I got a guest with me tonight. He's sitting right next to me. His name is Ben. And we're going to talk about pros and cons of living in the city or living in the country.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, this is my first time.
That's my first time, too.
I'm not really good at this already.
All right, so I don't know if you can, like, chat on this thing. I don't know. Like, you know, reply or whatever. But what do you guys choose, city or country? Personally, I choose countryside, but that's just because I'm a country boy, you know. Lived out here for, you know, however long. But just before I even get this started, what do you guys choose, city or country? What do you choose?
Well, I did live in the city for a long time. But then again, I also like the quietness of the countryside, and I like the freedom that it also gives you, so I'm going to go ahead and say country.
Yeah.
Because, well, there's too many people, and if a country boy tries to go into the city, and you're used to driving out here as fast as you are, then it's not really a good thing.
Yeah.
So it's country, you have a lot more opportunity, you have a lot more freedom than in the city. You could do a lot more, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, so, just like he was saying, the country is more quiet, more open, more, you know, you can get away with a little bit more things than you usually can in the city. You know, speeding, if you got your own land, you know, shooting a gun outside, target practice, you know, like, shit, mudding, anything like that, like countryside, you know, it's all that fun shit. But in the city, like, I have nothing wrong with, like, you know, people that live in the city or anything. It's just, to me personally, I don't really like to go in the city. It's just, there's a lot of fucking noise, just, you know, a lot of freaking,
a lot of people who will judge, too.
Right, just, it's just a lot, like, it's kind of like a cramped space, you know. Everyone's moving slow, it's all slow pace, you know. And
if people knew us well enough, then we like to go pretty fast.
Yeah, we like to go pretty fast. Another thing is, like, in the city, there's more, like, potent smells and nasty smells. And you know, you got all that, like, trash buildup and shit and all, you know, all that stuff. But out here in the country, it's just, like, wide open fields, and you just, like, get the smell of the trees and the grass and, you know.
Well, water. Out here, like, you get a lot of fresh smell, so fresh
yeah.
Air, too.
Hell yeah. You know, like, the countryside, me personally, I love it when, you know, a farm with some cows and some, you know, pigs, horses, you know, like, just the smell of all that is normal to me. Like, I feel like if we would bring a city person out to the countryside to a farm, you know, with cows and, you know, pigs and all that, you know, to them, all those smells is like cow shit and, you know, all that stuff. Well, to me, I smell cow shit, but it's normal to me. And, like, so basically you could say I like the smell of cow shit. But yeah, what do you think
about the countryside?
Yeah, like,
honestly,
cows and pigs and,
like,
stuff.
Honestly, I don't really care about it, because that's just part of living the farm and country life. So
yep.
I say that's just part of it that you're basically signing up on, is that you have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. It's just natural. You know, a lot more things are less disgusting to country people than there is, you know, like a city person.
Yeah, a city person, like, let's say you either fart or burp or something, they get easily offended.
Yeah, but out here in the country,
but out here,
sit here, rip one, and no one gives a shit.
Exactly.
Or they just laugh or something. Like, it's just normal out here for all that type of stuff.
Like, at some point, I wish to live out here, like, just by myself, quietness of the countryside.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, a lot of you city people are probably thinking, you know, with your dirty mind, no, not every country people does incest. Because, you know, I knew you'd probably be thinking about that since it's, you know, talk about the countryside and what
well,
country people
not
do.
Everybody. Well, like, people will do it, but not everyone.
Yeah, some
will.
People will do, but that's basically just a stereotype that everyone's talking about. Because not every country person does incest or anything like that. And not every country person drinks beer on the daily. Not every country person, you know, smokes tobacco.
Okay, my ass is wet. Let's just move back to the truck.
Like, it's just not every, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes about that shit. And it's just not all of it's true, so. Yeah.
A lot of country people don't like the government either.
I know I don't.
Like, but then again, everybody will have their own opinion on their own political opinion about it.
Yeah. Me personally, I can care less because the government is screwing us over. And I just don't really agree with everything they say.
But then again, also, politicians, too, like, they're pretty much all liars.
So. Mm-hmm. Just, some of them are just trash, okay?
Well, they're, like, most of, I'm saying that most of them are liars, not all of them are.
Well, yeah, not all of them. But
not all of them, but them. Most of them.
Yeah. So right now, we're talking about the countryside, and then we're actually outside of the countryside, out here, some open fields, or whatever. We're about to hop in the truck because it's a little wet outside. Or
it just got done raining too.
Yeah, it just got done raining, so it's a little wet. So we're about to go hop up in the truck. Maybe it'll be a little bit quieter, a lot of cars to keep passing around here.
Truck.
I gotta fix my freaking window real quick.
This window keeps popping out. I don't know why.
Yeah, it keeps popping out. Alright, we're out here in the truck. Nice breeze just came through. It's feeling good. Open some soda.
So yeah, guys, a lot of people who live in the city and never hung around out in the country or hung out with country people, they'll tend to get the wrong ideas.
Yeah, like, you can't really, you know, judge us for who we are just off of what everybody else says, because, you know, just because everybody else says that, that's not every country person in the world. We all have different personalities, and you gotta know us for us, you know? Just like, I don't know.
Oh.
It's like this song, this is a rapper named Upchurch, like,
Upchurch is okay.
It's just like, he has a song that's talking about, like, don't judge me for who I am, you know, I live out here in the sticks, but, you know, he has, you know, he's friends with everybody, and it doesn't matter, you know, what race you are or anything, but he's friends with everybody, and nobody, you know, judges him. I mean, people probably judge him, but, like, they know who he is, and he's not, you know, everything that everybody thinks he is. About to light us up a smoke.
You had to say that out loud.
Yeah. Light us up a smoke. Let's try these ones. About to light us up a smoke, y'all. Keep it going here. So, yeah, just vote in the comments what y'all think. Or whatever it is. I'm kind of new with this app, so comment whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but comment what you think, city or countryside.
I would vote countryside, holler honestly. At me. Because it's nice and quiet and people don't usually bother you out here.
Yeah. Alright, we're about to do this review on this thing real quick, actually. Alright, y'all, so we just got these new Black and Miles. They're called Cream, and they just came to the store around here in Missouri.
That's the flavor of it, Cream.
Yeah, Cream, and we're about to try these out.
Whenever I think of that, it reminds me of, like, ice cream or cake.
Yeah, so I feel like it have, like, a cream flavor. But if y'all have had this before, let me know what y'all think about it in the, you know, comments, whatever this, you know, whatever we do on this thing. Let me know how you guys like it, and we're about to try it right now, so let's light us up a smoke now.
Let's do it. I'll just end up take a few puffs of it, and I'll tell you how.
Yeah, we're about to take a few puffs. We'll tell you how we think about it, and then if y'all have had this already, let me know.
Yeah, not bad, but
I was, you know, expecting a little bit more of, like, a sweeter taste, you know?
Exactly.
But I don't really taste much, actually. I don't really taste much. But, I mean, overall, there's not really a taste, but, I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. I could stick with this. It's just, I'm not trying to pay $5 for fucking five of these in a pack. It's just, you know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, that's how much it is over here where we're at.
It's like $5 for a pack.
Mm-hmm. Of a five pack of Black and Mild's Cream, it's like five something.
It's like a dollar each.
Mm-hmm. But, that's right. Hell yeah. See, this like, we're gonna have a quiet moment right quick, and you're gonna see how quiet it is out here in the countryside. Alright, here we go.
You can hear the birds chirping.
Right. That's what I like. I like just a wide open field, quiet as hell. Hear the birds chirping. You know. I hear some dogs barking a little bit or something. Like, I like occasional dog barking, but, like, when you live in, like, you know, in a, like, enclosed area with a lot of dogs, it kind of gets annoying after a while.
Exactly.
Hearing all them dogs, but, you know. At a point, it's just in the countryside, you know, you hear cow, pig, you know, it's just, it's normal.
It's like quiet out here, nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I prefer to just live out here instead of living in the city most of the time.
Yeah.
I still do, but I don't really have a choice, do I?
No, not yet, really. I mean, you do, but we got to, like, get a stable-ass job.
Still working on that, actually. Like, my application, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, still trying to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've applied for a couple jobs myself before I finally got one. But
still waiting for the application to go through is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's why I prefer the countryside most of the time, because it's nice and quiet. Nobody's bothering you. You get to hear the animals, like the birds chirp, for example.
Yeah.
There is a few cons to it, too, as well. Like, I don't know, like, depending on how you live it, you're pretty much going to be there by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you don't want any contact from the outside world, like, let's say you have to go hunting. You have to buy your own land just to hunt.
Yeah.
You also gotta pay bills with it, too, depending.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay that city taxes, though.
You don't have to pay taxes or anything.
Well, you gotta pay taxes, just not city taxes.
Just not city taxes.
You gotta pay your taxes when you know.
But it's not as much, though.
Yeah, because you don't have to pay for the city tax.
there's like a city tax, and then there's like the taxes.
You don't have to pay as much though.
Mm-hmm. Here's another thing, guys. What is y'all's opinion on smoking versus dipping?
Actually, I was about to mention that.
Yeah. Mine and his are like about the same, but a little different, I guess.
Like, I prefer to dip more.
Yeah, I prefer to dip more as well.
Like, I pretty much quit smoking a long time ago.
Yeah, we time to time smoke cigars, but we quit.
But that's only on occasions, though, like right now.
Well, this is a cigar, but cigars, you don't really, you know, inhale, but, you know, cigarettes you do. So, my opinion and his opinion, like I said, are about the same. So, cigarettes, you know, they kind of, you know, they're killing you. I mean, dip kills you too, but...
But more slower,
cigarettes
though.
Kill you faster, and they also could kill people around you because of secondhand smoking, like your kids. Like, if you have kids, you could, you know...
But if you're dipping as a kid, though... Like, if you dip, like, around the kid or something, it's not really affecting them. It's
right.
It's and just really, you.
I mean, they could notice that you are doing it, but it's just, like, none of that in your lip is really getting to the kid. But, like, a cigarette, the smoke's, you know, if you're in a car, the smoke's going around the car, and, you know, a kid can get secondhand smoking, and then it could, you know, cause problems in the future for him.
But that's why if I ever have kids and I'm smoking, I prefer to just go outside and do it and not do it around them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just blow it away from them, though.
Yeah, but most of the time I dip. I'm probably about to throw one in after this cigar.
Get a drink and then throw one in.
Amen. Once we get to that point of throwing one in, we'll tell you what we're dipping, and then y'all can comment your favorite dip out there.
Like, at some point I did have a cigar and a dip at the same time.
I had two. I had a big ass Cuban cigar with a fat ass dip in, and it was a nice time, I guess.
I never tried a Cuban cigar.
Pretty good.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Whatever. If you ever try a Cuban cigar, bro, never inhale. It hurts like a bitch.
That's why you just puff on it.
Yeah, cigar. Man, I know, like, cigars are not meant to, like, inhale, so, like, you gotta be, like, careful. But hell yeah. Dipping is, like, the shit.
Like, once in a while, if I'm, me and my dad will have a dip or something, or have a cigar, when I take him golfing or something.
Dipping's good, because, like, you can, like, dip, not necessarily everywhere, because, like, if you're in a food business, you can't really dip while you're cooking food, because,
like,
that's, like, a health hazard, but...
Well, you can't, however, you can dip if, like, let's say you're at a gas station, you can definitely dip there.
Well, yeah, but, like, the thing is, like...
They prefer you dip instead of having a cigarette or something.
Right, dip compared to cigarettes. Dip, you can have in your lip while you're working, you know, you just gotta have a spitter or whatever. But, you know, cigarettes, you actually have to get out of your way, go outside, and spend, like, 15 minutes of your life, you know, smoking a cigarette outside and wasting all that time that you could be working or something.
Yeah, you could be working and making more money.
Or getting it done faster. But, like, dip.
But dip, you can do it while you're working.
Yeah, you can have it in the whole time you're working. And you know, you just got to have a spitter or something with you.
You got to have, like, a water bottle or something.
Or, you know.
Or a mud jug.
Trash can, but.
Or a trash can.
Just know that if you spin the trash can, you're the one that's doing it. You'll most likely be the one that's going to, you know, tie that trash can up and take it to the dump. Because, you know.
But I say, who gives a shit, though? Like, at least,
yeah.
But at least you're getting your work done, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like, y'all really don't know where I'm at. You know I'm in Missouri, but I'm just going to tell you this, that I work at a gas station, and I dip during work because, you know, like I said, cigarettes takes time out of the time that you could be doing all that stuff and getting it done faster. So, I dip when I'm at work, and... I don't necessarily put a fatty in, but, you know, I put something in my lip that's going to make, you know, that's going to satisfy me for that, you know, hour or whatever or so that I have to dip in.
Like, for me, right now I work with my uncle during the summer. Like, he moves wood and chops down trees for other people who basically can't physically or doesn't have time to do it, so they hire him. Mm-hmm. And he said, dude, I need an extra set of hands. Can you help me out? You will be paid, like, this much money each day you do it. Because, like, around here, you get, like, especially the business he has, it's like $130 to remove a tree.
Yeah.
Which is a lot cheaper than hiring someone professionally.
Yeah. Another thing about the countryside.
Like, last time I did it, I got paid, like, I don't know, I'm guessing like $30, $40, $50. Mm-hmm. Like, that's almost each time, though, which means I'm actually making bigger money than I can, like, during a gas station. Like, no offense, but.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm making more money each day, though.
Yeah. Another thing I like about the countryside, man.
Which means I could pay for gas and I can buy my dip.
Mm-hmm. Another thing about the countryside is the background train.
The midnight train, dude.
Just something about the background train back in the distance of, like, you know, big field. It's just soothing.
It just feels nice. It sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, like, out here, no one's going to judge you, man. Like, you can have all the fun you want. But then again, you also have to work to just keep where you're staying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything comes with work. There ain't no free ride.
I wish there was. But there isn't, sadly.
No, there is not.
Oh, that tastes good.
Mr. Pibb tastes good, huh?
Yeah.
I say I like Mr. Pibb better than Dr. Pepper. I mean, I know it's like an off-brand of Dr. Pepper, but it's the same thing. But around here, it's like $1 or $2.
Yeah.
It's like $1 and, like, at the gas station that he's working at, it's like $1.02. I can buy like 5 of those and, like, save like half the money than when I buy like 5 of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah. And it basically tastes the same, but sometimes the off-brand tastes better than the real brand.
And it's a whole lot cheaper, too.
Yeah.
That's why I like Mr. Pibb instead of Dr. Pepper, though. One thing I don't get is why do country people drink so much damn Mountain Dew? But why Mountain Dew, though?
See,
that's what I'm trying to figure out, though.
See, I don't really know how to answer that question, but me, I grew up on that shit, so it's just that Mountain Dew is just good as hell. To me.
I don't know, I grew up drinking Dr. Pepper and everything, and, like, Mr. Pibb, and I thought that shit was really, really good, so. Yeah. I do, like, my first memory, I do remember sitting at a dinner table, like, during one of my first memories, I do remember sitting at a dinner table, and my dad bought me a Dr. Pepper, and I just chugged it down, like, and then I just let out a roaring burp.
Yeah.
And everyone at the table just looked at me and went like, oh my god, is he, I didn't know he was able to do that.
Yeah, Dr. Pibb will do that.
Mountain Dr. Dew. Pibb? Is that what you say?
Yeah, Dr. Pibb.
What the hell, man?
Mr. Pibb will do that because.
Well, it was Dr. Pepper at the time, though.
Well, it's just, that has more carbonation than like Mountain Dew or
something. If you actually ask my mom, like right now, she would tell you the same thing. Huh?
It's a good drink.
It's awesome, dude. Like, it gave me so many good, it gave me a good look, too. But then again, I do enjoy it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a friend in the best control business.
Steve's Pest Control.
Like, I'm serious. Like, a Steve's Pest Control just flew by us just now.
He's gonna go kill some bugs.
See, why would people want to kill bugs? Like, instead of just do it yourself, though.
I mean, I get it if you're, like, infested, then you might want to call somebody, but Yeah. I don't know. I understand, like, if you, like I said, if you're infested, that's a different story. But, like, yeah, I don't understand different. Why a lot of people are scared of bugs, though. It's, most of them really don't do anything. Like June bugs. My sister's scared as hell of June bugs.
I remember that.
And me, I'll just pick them motherfuckers up. And pick them up.
I like cicadas better, honestly, because I can freak people out with them.
Mm.
Cicadas don't really do anything to anybody.
They just buzz around.
They just buzz around. They don't really do much.
They just try to hit you with their... They try to scare you with their big buzzes. You know, like them.
That doesn't really bother me, though.
Mm-mm. Just pick them up by the wings. If you're scared of anything, just pick them up by the wings. And then they can't really do... They can really do nothing.
Unless if it's like a hornet, though, then yeah.
Well, yeah, some bugs you can't just go around and start picking them up willy-nilly without you, you know, without them trying to sting you. Or, I mean, you can. You just got to be really, really, you know, careful and slow about it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good cigar.
Cigar?
Cigar.
Really?
Yeah, that was a good cigar. Now it's time for a dip.
Alrighty.
Oh, man, let me get a drink, though.
I'll be using the stealth mud jug.
If you want to.
Empty this and I'll be a tryout.
We got 3 mud jugs up in this bitch right now. We got 2 roadies, orange one and a black one, and then we got ourselves
the stealth mud jug.
Stealth
mud that jug. Looks a lot like a flask.
Looks a lot like a flask. It has a Confederate flag all over it.
It looks like it's like one of those container metals. And it's
leaked.
Got like a lot of tear in it, showing the Confederate flag. I almost said Canadian flag at first.
Yes, guys, I have a Confederate flag, but I'm not racist, though.
See, that's another thing, though. Why do people think that people who fly the Confederate flag think that whoever's flying it is racist?
Right. Like, come on, guys.
That's like...
Not every, like, that's another stereotype of y'all's.
Like, you said that one time when you were gaming, dude. Like, you said that they kept asking you, dude, are you racist or something?
Right, because of my name, because it was a redneck king, they thought I was racist.
And you kept saying no, making the message clear.
Right, I kept saying no, and then, like, another one of the stereotypes, they automatically thought I would do, that I was, you know, incest. They automatically thought I did incest, and I was like,
I think your sisters aren't that pretty for that.
No, well, it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't want to fuck my own sister. Like, she's my sister. She came out of the same motherfucking vagina as I did. So, I don't want to fuck my sister.
Actually, at some point, I did make a video.
Maybe a stepsister.
Like, showing... I did make a video on how people judge too quickly.
Do you need my fingernail, man?
Yeah, I could really use it right now.
But yeah, like,
I'm gonna get so many dislikes on this podcast just for, you know, like, asking for a bit of help opening a damn can.
That's right, man. Sometimes we cut our nails too short. I have that problem sometimes, and I gotta use my knife because I could cut my fingers.
Well, I didn't really cut it. I cut it the wrong way, you could say.
Yeah.
What you dipping the name, man?
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're gonna tell them. Today... I'm dipping me some Copenhagen Wintergreen. And it's like, I started off, like, I did Copenhagen Wintergreen for a while, and then I started not liking it anymore.
Liking it anymore.
And I went to something else. Now I'm back to it, and this is like my daily dip now.
Actually, should we add some music to this podcast?
I don't know, because it might be copyrighted something.
It could be, but... You know, honestly, a lot of people are asking me, dude, are you a city boy or a country boy? Because I usually don't listen to country music.
Yeah.
And there's actually a story behind that on why I usually don't like country music. Like, I don't mind listening to it, I'm just not gonna like it a lot.
Yeah. On the other hand, I fucking love it.
Well, obviously.
I sit over here and listen to it every day, but I don't just listen to country music, though. I listen to, like, I listen to country, rock and roll, classic rock. There's a little bit of rap in there. It's really just all around, really. I mean, I used to listen to screamo and stuff, you know. I just have, you know, quite a different thing.
Well, I listen to pretty much almost everything. Because, like, yes, I am a musician. I play a lot of instruments. And the kind of, the thing is that you kind of have to listen to everything.
Yeah, get like a taste of everything.
Just to get a taste of everything. But I'll still listen to everything. It doesn't matter to me because I usually don't judge on music. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those judgy assholes that usually tell you, dude, oh, dude, your music sucks ass, dude. You should listen to this instead.
Right.
I'm not like that.
Like, even if I don't like someone's music,
I'm not going to be a dick about it.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a dick that I'm going to say, dude, change the fucking channel. It sucks ass. Like
I'm not going to be an asshole about it and say, dude, you should totally, you know, like, fucking listen to Pantera or something instead of fucking Wheeler Walker Jr.
Let's say you're in a car with somebody, right? And they're the driver, right?
Driver's choice.
And just because you don't like it, like... There's a couple times where I've been in some of my friends' cars and they're listening to something I don't like. I don't ever say anything. I just listen to it, you know, because it's their choice. They do whatever they want, so I just sit there and listen to it. I have no, you know, choice in changing anything. Because it's not my vehicle and I'm not the one driving, so. Unless they say, do you want to listen to something else? I usually just don't say anything. And just listen to what they're listening to. You just gotta have enough class for some other people, that's all.
Exactly.
You can't just be all about yourself all the time. Because if you're all about yourself all the time, I'm not saying no one will like you, but a lot of people will not like you because you're all about yourself and you don't ever wanna do anything anybody else wants to do.
But that's why I usually listen to everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be, like, the darkest, most death metal music that it can be. It can be the most satanic music it can be, and I'm not really going to say anything. Because it is a driver's choice, though, and I'm not really going to care.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't like it, just zone it out.
Just zone out. Think of your own music.
Right. Put a little radio in your head, and... You know, I mean, you can always put your headphones in. I mean, that's a little disrespectful, but you can just put your headphones in and listen to your own music, you know. Or, I mean, you can be polite, you know, maybe ask them, like, can we listen to something else? Like, be polite, like, ask politely, but don't just go, yo, change the fucking channel, this is stupid. Like,
or you could say, respectfully, just say, hey, dude, I'm not really digging this music, can you please change it?
Right.
And if he says no, then oh well.
Just oh well.
But a lot of people will say, if you don't like the music, then go ahead and change it to another channel.
Right, or they'll just respectfully change it to a different song. Then you know.
Then there won't be any more complaints.
Right. I mean, some of them will be a dick about it, be like, "Hell no, dude, it's my favorite song." You know, then all you gotta do is be like, "All right, finish the song," and that song will be over eventually. So just get over it, you know.
Exactly. Wrong time to burp. Huh?
Oh well, this is a damn country podcast. You know, any country people will appreciate it.
But yeah, like I'll listen to everything, but the most songs I will play will be like heavy metal or punk metal.
Yeah. Like I said, I listen to pretty much all around. It's just
I don't know. Nowadays, I've been listening to, like, AC/DC and Guns N' Roses, like, the old-style rock.
Oh, yeah. AC/DC is the shit, man.
And old-style metal, too, like Metallica, Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath.
I like me some Pink Floyd time to time.
Pink Floyd's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another Brick in the Wall, that's definitely a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, definitely. All three parts of it is good.
Definitely.
There was a one song called Wish You Were Here. That's definitely awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, for that song, I could actually relate to it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to listen to me some old Hank Williams, you know. Like, that's not even, like, my era, but I love to listen to that. Like, I was born in the 2000s, so.
Millennial.
Yeah.
But I can't really talk, though, because I'm considered a millennial, because I was born in 2000.
But, like, I listened to all that old stuff. Like, that's how I was raised. I was, you know, my mom and dad all listened to that old country, so I was raised up on that country music, that old country music. And the newer country music, you know.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes older stuff is better than newer stuff. But that's my opinion. Like, if y'all ever watch NCIS, there's, like, this episode where, you know, they're all new high-tech stuff, and, you know, the power goes out, and they can't charge their cameras, and they have to take pictures of the crime scene, and the cameras are dead. So then the boss named Gibbs, you know, he gets out his old-ass camera that, you know, prints the pictures, and, you know, that doesn't need no charging or anything. It just needs some ink and, you know, paper. And they got it all done, you know. That's why I look up to older people, because, you know, they know the basics. Like, if all this power goes out and all the electronic shit goes out, there's people that still know how to use paper and pencil and, you know, do all that stuff on paper and pencil instead of on a computer or something. It's just old stuff better time to time.
Oh, yeah, here's another thing, though. A lot of people will think that anybody whose country is pretty much a racist asshole.
And that is not true.
That is totally not true. I mean, yes, some of them are.
A lot of them are.
But not all of them.
But not all of them. Right. Like
that one Xbox incident.
Yeah. The thing is, guys, a lot of millennials nowadays, they're getting pissed off at the racism that happened way before we were even alive. That stuff's not here anymore. Like, they're getting pissed off at something that happened before they were alive, and they're trying to bring it back, and that's not right, because none of that stuff that happened in the past is happening in the future. All that's in the past, leave it in the past.
Exactly.
Why do you got to bring it to the future? There is no slaves no more. You know, there is a lot of racism still, but, like, we all can work together to get rid of that. Because we all bleed the same damn color.
I just say that I think every race has, should matter to, like, to the public eye, though.
Right, because we all bleed red. Like, we're all the same. We're just different
colors.
All
of us have a beating heart and everything. Yes, there's still hate in this world, and it's probably not going to end soon. So it's probably going to continue probably very far in the future. And honestly, that's just the future, though.
Right.
But I say let those people hate how they want and just live our normal life.
Right. Like, just because we're different colors, like, I'm white, but I have a black friend, and me and him have a lot in common. The only thing different is our color. It doesn't matter what color we are. You can have the same opinions and the same, you know, likes and dislikes as another race
you different can, than you. You can have your own opinions. Like, it can be, like, way, way different opinions, and you can still be friends with them.
Right. Because it's just because you're a different color doesn't mean you have pros and cons, and it doesn't mean that you don't agree on certain things. Like, it doesn't, like, just basically, it doesn't matter what color you are, because we all be the same color, and we all have something in common with another race.
Exactly. Like, me, I have Native American blood in me, and, like, back in middle school, I got picked on a lot for that.
And I have black nieces, man. Like, it doesn't matter, man. It's just...
Yeah, I have a lot of black friends at my school, and I don't look at them, and I say, dude, I wish he was white. I don't think that at all. I would just say, dude, just live the, like...
Live how you live. Just, you don't have to be like anybody else.
Like, if I say, like, a lot of people... I'm trying to figure out the words for this, actually.
I got all types of different friends. I got black friends, Hispanic friends, Mexican friends, Cuban friends. I have all types of friends.
Like, and you got someone who's a Native American friend.
Right. I have Native American. I have Indians. I'm friends with everybody. Like, it doesn't matter what race you are to me. Like, I don't, some people, yeah.
Like,
it
I don't matter. But I don't care me, what no. country you're from. If you want to be friends with me, then yeah, I'll gladly be friends with you.
It's just like the thing is. Different races make a name for themselves. Like, white people, you know, they made a name for themselves as, you know, being white. And, you know, white people do certain things that people don't like. You know, Hispanics do things that some people don't like. Black people do things that some people don't like. But it doesn't matter. Like
I just say, if you want to be friends with me, I don't care. Like, what race you are, where you're from, or what color of skin you have. I say if I would be friends with you, like, about who you are and who you want to be.
It's all about loyalty and respect.
Exactly.
If you respect me and you treat me right, then I'll treat you right and we'll be good friends. But if you treat me like shit and you treat me like I'm just a, you know, stupid bitch or something... Then, you know, we can't really be friends, you know? It's all about respect.
I would say that a lot of people get a lot of things wrong, though.
Yeah?
Like, I don't care how you look or anything. Like, let's just be friends. If you want to be friends, then we'll be friends.
Hell yeah. All right, y'all. Well,
I think
we've been going on 41 minutes.
I think it's about time we wrap this up.
Yeah, about time we wrap this up. So... Just everything that I said about leaving the comments, I'll read your comments and try to reply back. But I hope y'all have a good day or the rest of your night, wherever you're at, whatever time it is. Hope y'all have a good one, and I'll see you in the next podcast.
Later, guys.
Later.